Welcome along to another episode of The Sweet Spot, brought to you by The Racing Post, sponsored by SBK. What a weekend of golf, what a story, what a finish. Mr. McIlroy getting the job done in the Irish Open. Steve Palmer, as ever, joins us. We're just going to have to go straight to it, Steve. What a finish to the golf, incredible.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. Good morning, hope you're well. It was joyous scenes, wasn't it? For the neutral. If you're a neutral, you would have thoroughly enjoyed that. I mean, the scenes of fathers and sons embracing, the noise when that eagle putt went in, thoroughly enjoyable. Yeah, the island of Ireland was pumping with joy, wasn't it? I just wish I'd backed him on Sunday morning. I didn't think I missed out pre-tournament. I didn't think he was a good price pre-tournament, but on Sunday morning, I should have had him. He was 11-4 on Sunday morning. Went for some value losers instead, Dave, deeper in the betting. But lessons learned.
I've got a big pile of value losers. Don't worry about that. right, you are, of course, here on the Racing Post YouTube channel. Do get involved with us here on The Sweet Spot. We love to hear from you. Did you back McIlroy? You must have watched it. Did you lay Adrian Sadier? We'll get onto all of that as well as we tackle last week's action. So we've got two tournaments to preview this week as well, including the action at Wentworth, which is just an iconic track as well. So we're looking forward to hearing Steve's views on that. But do get involved, like, comment, subscribe. We want to hear from you. Right, I think we should just get straight into it, Steve. Before we do, if you want to follow us,
I think you should do a little dance, Dave. I think you should do a little dance for us first.
No, there's no the McIlroy Macarena. Maybe we'll roll out if we win the Ryder Cup. Our friends at SBK have got wonderful. Concession for you, a new customer offer, bet 10, get £40 in free bets. So follow Steve in, have a few bets, £40 in free bets on the SBK website, betsbk.com. Terms and conditions apply, 18 plus, gamble aware there. Of course, right, the Irish Open. I've got a number for you, Steve. If the number is 160, if that's the answer, what is the question?
Treble 20, double top.
Almost 160 feet of putts held by Rory McIlroy in the final round. An incredible finish to the golf. I text you on Sunday just saying quite simply, is it just a max lay, Adrian Sadier? And it was just a very simple yes. He shot 74 in the final round, which just kind of turned this golf tournament on its head.
Yeah, Adrian Sadier, very short going into Sunday. He was 6-4 favourite. I mean, that was very generous from the bookmakers, given what happened at Cranthirthia the previous week. I mean, he's crumbled over the weekend in Crans, went from first to 33rd. Sunday wasn't as bad in Ireland, went from first to fifth. But they were vulnerable leaders, weren't they? And the weather forecast for Sunday was pretty benign, soft course. You know, McIlroy, when he woke up on Sunday morning, would have really sensed the opportunity for a second win. And of course, he won at the K Club in 2016. And he was right up for it on Sunday. And the crowd were right up for it. It was just great entertainment, wasn't it? I mean, I had Tommy Tiger with me for the closing stages there. And I always try to get him enthused in golf. And a lot of the time, golf can be pretty boring, let's be honest. Yeah, there's lots of tournaments that just, to keep a six-year-old interest in a golf tournament can be quite difficult at times, but he was gripped on Sunday. We were cheering that eagle putt in on 17, and Tommy Tiger was bouncing around the room, and I can't stop watching the scenes from the eagle putt of there were so many kids around that 18th green, weren't there on Sunday? And it was just a joyous time for the human race, I'd say.
Good for the growth of the game.
Absolutely. No, it was great for the growth of the game. Bit of a tongue twister. Joachim Lagergren might not agree with you. The bookmakers will probably not agree with you. It wasn't good for growing bookmakers' bank balances, which are another thing we should be dancing about, because the difference in liability between Rory McIlroy winning the Irish Open and Joachim Lagergren winning the Irish Open. Can you imagine how there was some very angry bookmakers when that eagle putt went in on Sunday.
I saw a few take to social media suggesting that, it was the best and worst result. the two players are in the playoff together.
Yeah, I don't think many people would have backed Jakub Lagerin. Jakub Lagerin is such a funny player. He has this ability to burst into form. Like his putter can become a magic wand. Like he'll miss loads of cuts in a row. Reminds me a bit of Cameron Champ on the PGA Tour. Cameron Champ's a player that you can miss four cuts in a row and then he'll win a tournament. He very streaky players. But you have to keep your eye on Jakub Lagerin. He was brilliant on Sunday, wasn't he? I mean, he's got some minerals. He won three times on the Nordic Golf League. He won three times on the Challenge Tour. He's only won once on the DP World Tour. But I just think he's worth keeping a look at big prices because, as I say, his form can come from nowhere.
The pair of them were four shots back, weren't they, going into the final round?
Yeah, they both played great on Sunday. And Lagergren in the playoff. I mean, after what happened with the eagle putt, with McIlroy, you expected Lagerin to fold in the playoff, but he was really plucky, wasn't he? You know, birdie at the first, birdie at the second, and then just tugged his approach. Yeah, he was in charge at the third playoff hole and then just tugged his approach into the water. Obviously,
a very partisan crowd. What are your thoughts on the crowd cheering when he sticks it in the drink?
Well, I think you've got to make allowances for, as I say, there were so many kids around, weren't they? I mean, you know, kids find it hard to keep their dignity.
Blame the parents.
But what can they do? I mean, yeah, the kids all wanted Rory to win. Completely understand it. It was a Rory party waiting to happen. And I think most of the cheers were from kids who don't know better. Give them time to mature, Dave. We're still waiting for you to mature. One day you might have a little bit more dignity.
We've got a bit more growth now, so we're getting there.
You are. You're looking quite mature today, Dave. I'll give you that. But I was pleased Rafa Cabrera Bayo didn't win, to be honest. Because you had a lot of big outsiders chasing McIlroy. Rafa Cabrera Bayo was 300-1 last week. And do you remember a little while ago we were chancing?
You've been with him a couple of times at big prices, yeah.
At those sort of prices. I think that one would have disappointed me more than anything. But I was delighted. It's just great for golf, growing the game. Bryson DeChambeau was growing the game, actually. He was, we'll come to that because the Walker Cup was last week. I don't know how much you watched of the Walker Cup. Bryson DeChambeau was watching Team USA. He was like a cheerleader for Team USA, the amateurs, on Sunday. So yeah, the game was grown so much last week, Dave. Good old golf.
I thought he was going to talk about Bryson DeChambeau hitting a wedge inside his house and giving away a Bentley to someone, which is what he's been getting up to on YouTube. But instead, he's been watching proper golf rather than messing around indoors, proper golf.
I don't watch all that, Dave. But we will be mentioning Bryson DeChambeau later because he's one of only two American players not playing in the on the PGA Tour this week. And they're two Ryder Cuppers not playing. We'll come to all that.
Well, we're still on the Irish Open, Steve. McIlroy, yes, Lundgren, Cabrera Bayo, Hidalgo, mentioned Sadie. It was quite a topsy-turvy final round, wasn't it? You felt, and you'd put in sort of golf-wise extra and text to me, that the leader was vulnerable. So it was up for grabs. We ended up with a playoff. Three holes it took, but some really good golfing throughout the final round.
Yeah. As I say, I think McIlroy at 4-1 pre-tournament was not good value. And I don't regret not taking that. But I think 11-4 on Sunday morning with vulnerable leaders and the course set up perfectly for him, I think that was a great price. I went with Oliver Lindell and my old friend Jakob Skov-Olofsson, who were bigger prices, deeper in the bet. And there were still three each-way places up for grabs. So, I think Lindell will win on the DP World Tour at some point soon. He's been making fantastic course debuts lately. He's been on the leaderboard making course debuts. I think Oliver Lindell is a certainty to win on the DP World Tour. Jakob Skov-Olofsson, I think, will win on the DP World Tour. I think the most interesting final round out of all of them on Sunday, perhaps, was Tyrrell Hatton. Obviously, Ryder Cup looming large. Tyrrell Hatton played well for three rounds. Yeah, the people who hate live golf had a perfect opportunity for some wisecracks on Sunday because Hatton shot 77 on Sunday. Yeah, the live golfer's not used to playing four rounds. it was a sudden collapse from Hatton on Sunday. I think Hatton is a bit of a concern for Luke Donald. Yeah, we mentioned how everything's going fantastic for Luke Donald, the Ryder Cup captain, but Hatton hasn't had his A game for a little while now. And Sepp Straka obviously is not entered either tournament this week. So I think there is a couple of headaches. I think Hatton's a minor headache, and I think Sepp Straka's quite a serious headache for Luke Donald.
I think this week will be a good indicator for Hatton, but we'll get on to all of that. We'll get on to all of that because he's got a decent record, of course, at Wentworth. Right, so what say you then, Steve Palmer? There's been plenty of chat online both for and against the following statement that Is Rory McIlroy the greatest European golfer of all time?
Yeah, I think he is, yeah. I mean, you know my affection for Thierry Barthiroff. You know, different generations. I think Rory has taken over from Thierry Barthiroff as the greatest European. And the season he's had, is, you know, he's winning at courses. You know, he's winning at iconic courses, isn't he? You know, people forget the early win at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
You know, he's winning at Augusta, delighting the Irish Open fans. I mean, he deserves a real pat on the back for the way he turns up at the Irish Open all the time. You know, box office stuff, isn't it? I would say yes. I would say he is. I mean, you know, the Grand Slam was a key component in that. But yeah, I think the answer is yes. I don't go on the Twitter sphere, but if you're on there, Dave, then say yes.
Yes, indeed. Well, let us know in the comments below. Monty, Seve, Faldo, Rory, who's it going to be? Let us know your thoughts on that. Should we just move on, Steve? We've got an iconic course that we're looking at this week. We're off to Wentworth, yeah. A place that I know that you frequent to quite often. And we're also back with the PGA Tour as well. Do you want to just dive straight in?
I do. It's nice to have two tournaments again. It's nice to be able to place an each way double because, you know, the last couple of weeks, it's just been one.
Yes, indeed. Right. So we'll get on to the Pro Core Championship, which is now called, which features the chef, the captain, is in action as well. So I'm sure there'll be plenty of people out there playing doubles with the jollies here. But we will start with Wentworth then. Steve, it is the BMW. West Ham's Billy Horschel is the defending champion. He's got a great record as well. Let's give you a rundown of the roll of honour. Horschel, Ryan Fox, Shane Lowry, Horschel, Tyrrell Hatton, Danny Willett, and Molinari back in 2018. Iconic is what I'd call this golf course.
Yeah, and you must be pleased Billy has made it. I know you're on first name terms with Billy because of the Hammers connection. I mean, he's been out injured for a while and he's making his comeback here. He couldn't resist getting on the plane to London. So, Billy will be here. The famous West Course at Wentworth, Virginia Water, Surrey, 7,267 yards, par 72, four par fives, a legendary Harry Colt designed track. It's been host venue for the PGA Championship since 1984. Also staged the World Match Play from 1964 to 2007. In 2019, we switched from a May slot on the calendar to September. There's been lots of tinkering with this layout through the years. Prior to 2017, all the greens were relaid, really pure bent grass now. All the greens have got a sub-air system underneath them, so it doesn't matter what Mother Nature throws at us. We should get firm, fast greens, tree-lined fairways, lots of dog legs, really demanding driving course. You mentioned I play there quite a lot. Well, the driving is so difficult. When you're a wild driver like me, you get into serious trouble very quickly. So yeah, I'd say strong driving, sharp scrambling are the keys to success. The weather forecast is not bad, but not good, I'd say. Mixture of sunshine and clouds, some short spells of light rain, light to moderate breezes throughout, temperatures in the mid-teens, and 144 players going to post.
Are you going, Steve? We're going to see you there at all?
Going to go on Friday, Dave. Yeah, going on Friday. I won't say who I'm going with, in case his teachers are watching.
Brilliant. Right, some stats for you. 11 of the last 19 winners have ranked inside the top four greens in regulation. This is a tight track. You've got to be tidy, right?
Very much so. Yeah. You've got to be accurate. You can lose a ball very quickly in these tall trees.
Yes, I'd love to claim having dug that stat out myself, but I just read it somewhere else online. But there you go. I'll throw it out there for you. What a field as well here as well. Rory is back. He is our market leader. John Rahm in behind. Fleetwood, Ludwig Ober, Tyrrell Hatton, Matt Fitzpatrick, Victor Hovland, Joachim Niemann. What a field, Steve, first of all. What a field.
What a field. What a tournament. 11 of the Ryder Cup team, the European Ryder Cup team here. Sepp Straker, as discussed, is not. And we wish Sepp well, and we hope he gets everything in order for the Cup.
Right. How many in the team for the BMW Championship?
Four, right.
Okay, who is the main pick?
Shane Lowry. Keeping the faith, Dave. I love the way that Big Shane was swinging last week. I think he's got his swing in mint condition with a Ryder Cup looming large. He put a new driver in the bag last week, fell in love with it, hit it great. He was churning out greens in regulation. The reason he finished 15th last week, a long way behind his great friend McIlroy, was because of his putting. You know, Lowry could not have finished any worse than 15th last week. Luckless on the greens, his putter frozen solid. But this week, he comes to a set of greens that he's had a lot of success on through the years. He knows the Wentworth dance floors like the back of his hand. His record at this course is absolutely magnificent. I'm confident he's going to contend for a second BMW PGA title on Sunday. We were on him when he won in 2022. You might remember that one, Dave. It was a thriller. He had to do it the hard way. Yeah, Rory McIlroy and John Rahm tied for second. He beat him by a shot. Queen Elizabeth had just passed, if you remember right. It's a very emotional week all round. Prior to that victory 3 years ago, Lowry was fourth in the 2011 BMW PGA, 12th in the 2013 edition, second in 2014, beaten by just a shot by Rory McIlroy, sixth in 2015, sixth in 2017, four more top 20s before his 2022 win, two more top 20s since that win. So eight consecutive top 20s, Dave. Yeah, to say he's got a handle on Wentworth is an understatement. A top 20 finish, well, his odds against, Dave. I've already checked. A top 20 finish for Lowry, it happens every single year, but you're getting odds against. It reminds me of Patrick Cantlay in the Travelers Championship. Do you remember we were discussing that one? Patrick Cantlay finishes in the top 20 in the Travelers Championship every year. We got odds against. So that's a bet for people who don't mind a short price. I think Lowry's coming to the boil nicely for this visit. If he puts badly again, I think he'll still finish in the top 20. If he puts well on greens that he's relished in the past, I think he's got a great chance of taking the title and end a frustrating period. You know, he's been playing a lot of great golf this year without winning, as we discussed last week. I think that run's going to end on Sunday.
Love it. The love for Lowry. Love it. And rolling the rock is massive, right? And these greens are renowned for being tricky to read. We've got loads of course form, but you've still got to produce it and see it when you're on there.
Yeah, they're very tricky. They run better than they ever have because in the distant past, before they put the bent grass in, you know, the likes of Ian Poulter, even Padraig Arrington hated them so much they sort of skipped the odd BMW PGA. They're good greens now, but you're right, they're very, very tricky ones.
He knows. Lowry knows. Right, he's the main pick. Who's the next best?
Ludvig Aubert. Never turn your back on Ludvig Aubert. I know I've had some naysayers in the comment section suggesting I'm too faithful to Ludvig, Dave. The knives were out after the Tour Championship, but Ludvig owes us nothing, Dave. Ludvig owes us nothing. We were on him for his maiden PGA Tour title, you might remember, the RSM Classic. We were on him for his second PGA Tour title in February when he won at Torrey Pines. So Ludvig has done us proud. I make no apology for siding with him again this week. His imperious driving, ideal for Wentworth. And on his debut in 2023, it looked like he'd been playing Wentworth for centuries, Dave. He turned up, open with rounds of 68, 66, 66, two shots clear going into Sunday, then dropped to 10th place. You've got to remember that he'd only just turned professional. You know, it's happened so quick for Ludvig. That was only his fourth DP World Tour event as a professional. So he's defending a lead with so little experience in the flagship event on the DP World Tour on your debut. It's a really tough ask, but he showed a real liking for the layout. Didn't play last year. You might remember he had knee surgery at the end of last year. So couldn't play last year. So this is his second BMW start. Form figures from his last five starts in regulation DP World Tour events, 4-1-10-4-8. So when he drops a grade to the DP World Tour, he's really effective. He was 23rd in the Open in July. And then in the FedEx Cup playoffs, his form figures were 9-7-21. So, yeah, I see this as a duel between two Ryder Cup wildcards, Shane Lowry and Ludvig Aubert.
My love for Ludvig is very strong this week. So it's music to my ears once again. They are the two main selections, if you like. Do we get a bit more adventurous with the prices, Steve? Who else we got?
We do. They get progressively bigger. And the third selection is Justin Rose. Luke Donald. We've mentioned how things have been going well for Luke Donald, the European Ryder Cup captain. I think he'd be beaming like a Cheshire cat on Sunday. Big Shane will be in amongst it. Ludwig will be in the thick of things. And the grand old stager of the Ryder Cup team, Father Justin, as I'm going to start calling him from now, Father Justin will also be contending. The Rose A game is still good enough to win the highest honours in the sport. You know, the two biggest tournaments in the game, the Open and the Masters. Rose was second in the Open last year. Rose was second in the Masters this year. And then in August, last month, he won a FedEx Cup playoff event in Memphis. You know, underestimate JR at your peril. A 45-year-old who has seen it all before, but still has that drive, that hunger for glory. And this week, I think he may finally get his hands on a title that's been on his bucket list for decades. You know, he's always wanted to win the BMW PGA, and he's come close. He made his debut way back in 2001, runner-up in 2007, runner-up in 2012, sixth in 2021. You know, winning the BMW PGA would put the icing on the cake of a wonderful career for Rosie. And he's got more course knowledge than ever these days. When he turned 40, Dave, he decided to move his family back to England. And like all these guys do, where better to live in England than the Wentworth Estate? You know, we'll come to Rory McIlroy, the favourite this week. He now lives on the Wentworth Estate. Yeah. Justin Rose lives on the Wentworth Estate, practices regularly at Wentworth. I remember when I played there once, and I was on the first tee teeing off, and he was on the putting green, and it really is intimidating when you got someone that famous in a location where you could murder them. I was you know, erring right to try and avoid him.
Just in case
you don't want to murder. Well, you don't want to murder anyone, but you don't want to murder a famous person. The point I'm making is he spends loads of time at this venue. He'd be thoroughly prepared for this. And he's been really impressive, hasn't he, lately? From the Scottish Open onwards, I'd say, we've seen the Rose A game. I think he's fantastic each way value this week.
Yeah, the home comforts. I like it. I've just scrolled down quite a way to find him as well. So he's a big price, Mr. Rose, this week. Right, yeah. One more then. Who's the final selection, Steve?
Thomas Dietrich, however you want to pronounce him. The fourth European in my squad, the only one who hasn't made the Ryder Cup team. I mean, it looked likely he would after the Phoenix Open. You must remember the Phoenix Open, Dave. The Phoenix Open. The Phoenix Open. The more I say it, the more chance of you remembering it. In February, I mean, he won that event by 7 shots. It was a really brave, courageous, front-running performance. You know, biggest galleries in golf. An amazing effort from a player who hadn't won on either tour. Give me a bit more time. No. Just keep saying it. The Phoenix Open. TPC Scottsdale. But he just didn't do enough to book that ticket to Bethpage. After that, I thought he'd make the Ryder Cup team. I thought it would transform him, but he hasn't played really badly since then. I think it's very important to remember the grade he's going up in. You love talking about your grades, Dave, don't you? Your A1s, your D4s in the greyhound business. But Dietrich has not played in a rubbish tournament all year. You know, he's been playing in majors. He's been playing in signature events. You know, that Phoenix win meant his schedule was going to be playing top players all week. And he's played pretty well in the last two majors. He was 23rd in the US Open. He was 45th in the Open. And when he finally dropped a grade last week and played in the Irish Open, you know, the first time this year he hasn't had a load of world-class Americans up against him, he finished 12th. He made an understandably slow start. He had a little bit of rust in the system and played for a while. Thursday, 73. But rounds of 69, 68, 70 thereafter. This week's field is stronger, but not by a lot. Dietrich was fifth in the 2022 BMW PGA. So, yeah, I think he's a very lively outsider, is young Thomas.
How old is he?
He's probably the same age as you, Dave, yeah. He's about 32 now. I thought, yeah, he's probably not that young, is he?
Wish I was 32.
He's probably not that young. I often say young Thomas when I'm disciplining my unruly child, because he's called Tommy when he's behaving well, but then when he's being unruly, he's young Thomas.
Right, four picks then this week. It is a stellar cast, though. We'll start at the top. No love for McElroy. No, we think he's going to be still chugging the Guinness down, do we?
I don't know. I did notice, funny you should say that, Shane Lowry didn't hang around at the K Club to celebrate with McElroy. So don't worry about Shane Lowry, who does obviously love chugging the Guinness. He went on a lovely romantic night with his wife and did a bit of swimming, I think. A bit of sea swimming. He didn't bother with the celebrations.
I really hope that he put that on social media.
I did see a picture of him on somewhere.
Otherwise, I'd be really worried that he went swimming with his wife. Yeah.
He had a sort of moist head, so he didn't show the actual swimming, just the romantic aftermath. So I think it was a nice, relaxing evening rather than. He's probably fed up of celebrating McElroy winning stuff, and he had a week after the Masters celebrating with him. They had the Zurich Classic and whatnot. So, don't worry about Lowry. He is focused and fresh for the BMW.
I'm not worried about Larry. I'm worried about McElroy.
Yeah. McElroy. I mean, McElroy's just a puzzle, isn't he? This mercurial character. He's so difficult to get a handle on this
year. It was easy to forget that last week was his first win since the Masters.
It's very easy to forget that, Dave. Yeah. Yeah. And I, as I say, I'm not kicking myself about the pre-tournament 4-1. I'm disappointed with myself about missing the 11-4 on Sunday. Disappointing, Stephen. Disappointing. See me, as the teachers used to say. But now we've got another puzzle to consider, and we have 6-1. 6-1. Is that?
Yeah, if it's like 4-1 last week, and you're not with him, I mean, 2 points bigger at sixes in a much better field is a hard sell after he's just won.
It's a hard sell. I think the BMW PGA can become a bit of a circus. The pro am is massive. Huge crowds. He's the centre of attention, even more so now. Unsettled weather. There is potential for getting a poor set of tee times. He absolutely deserves clear favouritism. I will say that. I was very surprised how close John... The opening shows, they were jostling for favouritism. I could not believe that John Rahm was jostling for favouritism with Rory McIlroy. We all know who the favourite is this week. Rory McIlroy should be clear favourite. This is more of a home game than the Irish Open, I'd say. He lives on the Wentworth Estate.
How long was he at a place there, Steve?
Oh, they've been building this mansion for ages. I mean, it's a fascinating story, isn't it? Because his wife hates sunshine, and they lived in the Sunshine State. She was fed up of the hot weather of Florida.
Bless her.
she wanted a more, cooler climate. So where better than Blighty, which... the weather is often rubbish. So she wanted to move back to England. Rory, I think, was happier in the Sunshine State, as I would be, to be perfectly frank. I love the Sunshine State. They've been building it for ages. It's not just a case like you and I just moving into a house already built. They spend ages sort of getting it all perfect. Where should we put that swimming pool? Where should we put that billiards room? But they only moved in a couple of months ago, I think it was. So, but yeah, the point is, he can go home and sleep on in his own bed. He's tempting. He is tempting, but it's not for me. None of the top three in the Ben are for me.
Okay, well, we'll brush over Rahm and Fleetwood then in that case.
Right,
the man that we mentioned a little bit earlier on, Till Hatton, who has got a good record here. I'm seeing sort of prices around about 20-1, which will appeal to a few, I think, out there.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just briefly explain why we're brushing through Rahm. He hasn't won this year. I mean, that's quite significant, isn't it? John Rahm has not won this year. He won the LIV Team Championship, but his Legion 13 teammates helped him with that. So Rahm hasn't been winning individual titles. McElroy must be favourite. Tommy Fleetwood hasn't played since the Tour Championship. The prices on the top three are not exciting. The price on Hatton is not for me either, Dave. I can see I can sense you're going to back Tyrrell Hatton.
I'm all over Ludwig. He's got winning form there, of course, Hatton, hasn't he? So people will see that and just latch on.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, Tyrrell Hatton won there. Was it 2020? I think it was the COVID renewal. He hasn't been right at his best. He hasn't been getting results as an individual on the LIV circuit. He held some gutsy putts in the LIV Team Championship, but really poor on Sunday. Hatton's not for me, but obviously knows his course like the back of his hand.
What about Hovland and, I mean, Neiman? We want to talk about players that have won golf tournaments this year. 22-1, Neiman.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because Rahm's got the course form. Rahm has played really well here in the past. And Neiman has never played here, I don't think so. Yeah, I think Neiman's a course debutant. So,
wow, that's
a stat. Yeah. It's a funny old field, isn't it? They've come from all tours, all parts of the world. Neiman's not for me. Yeah, Hovland more tempting. Hovland's clearly getting his act together. Will he miss too many fairways? I mean, his iron play has been absolutely sensational, but still has lots of loose drives in him. So, I'm happy, Dave. You can't tempt me into anything else.
Marvellous. Should we move on then in that case?
Yes, sir.
To the Pro Core Championship. But before I do so, I will let you know that it is the BMW or PGA BMW Championship this week, in which our friends at SBK are providing the winnings boost, 20% extra winnings if you manage to find the winner of the BMW PGA Championship this week. Terms and conditions apply on the site. If you're following Steve in, you'll get a nice Brucey bonus, 20% on top with SBK, should you find the winner. Right, we are off to America. Pro Core Championship, formerly known as the Fortinet Championship, formerly known as about a million other things as well. Where are we, firstly? We've got 11 years of course form. I know that much.
Yeah, we're at the North Course Silverado Resort and Spa, Napa, California, 7,138 yards, par 72, four par fives. Silverado returned to the PGA Tour schedule in 2014, hosted the fries.com Open for a couple of years. Then that became the Safeway Open from 2016 to 2020. Then the Fortinet, as you say, 2021 to 2023. And then last year, Procore took over as the sponsors. It's a resort course, but it's not an easy resort course. Quite tight fairways. The rough is fairly juicy. Tall trees line the fairways. Greens are small, Poana greens, full of undulation, some runoff areas around them. So, no picnic. But obviously the length of the course means that it's there to be had for the professionals. Weather forecast is great as well. Sunny, warm, calm. Accuracy from tee to green, the key to success, and 144 going to post.
Low scores for sure. Patton Kizzire, defending champion. Saith Theegala, Max Homa, Stuart Sink, Cameron Champ. They are your previous winners. I was watching Full Swing again the other day. I love Theegala. Love him. So he's going to be a runner this week for sure.
Yeah. Californian loves. Yeah, California's got a great record in this event. And, Saith will be up for it. He had lots of injury problems, hasn't he, lately? His season's been ruined by injury.
Right, the market then, it is the captain, Scotty Scheffler, who heads it. Russell Henley, Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, Sam Burns, Cameron Young, Colin Morikawa, Ben Griffin. Textbook PGA Tour event, this one. I'd love you to say one all-in Scotty Scheffler, but how many in the team for the Pro Core?
Three.
Okay, one of them I'm assuming is not Scotty Scheffler. Who's the main selection?
Main selection is Justin Thomas. My top two tips this week are the unofficial cheerleaders of the Ryder Cup teams. I think that the Ryder Cup is looming large, is making some players a bit edgy. Some players are getting nervous, but I think other players are energized by that fact. Some players, Ryder Cup naturals, they've got the character to help team spirit. Shane Lowry, perfect for keeping Team Europe bubbling over. He's the king of the European locker room. He'll be looking forward to it. No fear, relishing it. Justin Thomas, I think, is the same for Team USA. I think both of them happy, relaxed coming into this Ryder Cup. And I think both of them be holding a trophy on Sunday. Thomas, like Lowry, teeing up at a venue he knows well, a venue where he is proven. He was third a decade ago in the 2015 fries.com Open at Silverado. Eighth in the 2016 Safeway Open there. Didn't play there again until 2019, finished fourth. Didn't play there again until 2023, finished fifth. So some players are only in attendance this week because it's this unofficial Ryder Cup warm-up spin. Keegan Bradley wanting to get as many as possible there for Team USA bonding, keeping them sharp because they all made that mistake before the last Ryder Cup, if you remember rightly. A lot of players turned up at that Ryder Cup. A lot of Americans haven't played for ages. Yeah. and were rusty. So Keegan Bradley wanted them all there. He's got 10 of them there. Bryson DeChambeau is not allowed to play. I don't think Keegan Bradley's very happy about that. He would have liked to have had a sponsor's invite. So DeChambeau banned. Xander Schauffele, I think, is having a baby. I think Kevin Kisner spilt the beans the other day on a...
Well, I think his wife's having a baby, yeah.
Kevin Kisner let the cat out of the bag. I mean, it's great. A lot of these players are rallying against the fact that everyone knows everything about everything. So we don't know what's happening with Sepp Straka. Xander Schauffele is missing this, but and he hasn't said why. I think it's because he's about to become a father. But he's got 10 of them there. So the point I'm making is Captain Bradley's got 10 of them there. But I think Justin Thomas, he's not just here under duress. He actually loves this golf course. And his full Silverado form figures are 3, 8, 4, 5. It's not a long course, so he can club down off the tee. You know, loose driving is often the problem for Justin Thomas. He can hit plenty of three woods this week. Plenty of long irons, get his ball in play, then let that magical iron play rip the course to shreds. He got back to winning ways in April, RBC Heritage, short course. So, yeah, I'm expecting a pre-Ryder Cup boost for JT and his fans. He was excellent last time out, Tour Championship, rounds of 64, 69, 69, 65, finished seventh. Then he went away and enjoyed lots of family time. He's got a young daughter. He had a lovely time by all accounts. Young Molly actually injured his forehead. Did you see that one? Young Molly got him with one of her toys. It had a sort of suction thing on the end of it and bashed him in the head with it. And then he had this big circle bruise where it sucked his skull out. So, but that was a little while ago. Apart from that minor forehead injury, he's been recharging his batteries. Now he's ramping up the reps for the Ryder Cup, I gave someone else a new nickname earlier. Now, Father Justin. Yeah, I think Justin Thomas has to be called Captain America now, because Patrick Reed doesn't seem to be ever have a chance of getting back on the Ryder Cup team. So no. Patrick Reed, the original Captain America, has gone. Jordan Spieth, is he ever going to get back on the Ryder Cup team? He took over as Captain America, didn't he? I think Justin Thomas is the Captain America of Team USA now, and I think Keegan will like what he sees from Captain America this week.
I think he'd be a popular winner as well, for sure. We've definitely seen a resurgence, haven't we, from Justin Thomas over the last 18 months? Because you mentioned Spieth. Yeah. The pair of them kind of lost their way a little bit, didn't they, for a couple of years?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a long spell out of the winner's enclosure for Justin Thomas. You know, the 2022 USPGA, and then, yeah, we were waiting and waiting and waiting. He had the Valspar pinched from him by Victor Hovland, you might remember it. Yeah, really frustrating period. And then finally got over the line of the Heritage. And Justin Thomas is well and truly back. I think he's by far the most attractive of the market principals.
Right. It was remiss of me not to ask you what sort of player we were looking for. We're obviously looking at course form. We know that already. But yeah, you mentioned length not required off the tee. They were making your case for JT.
Yeah, I think tee to green accuracy is the key to success. You know, as I say, this is a resort course, but it's quite tight. It's quite tight and fiddly. The iron play of Justin Thomas will win the day here.
Right, here's the main selection. Two more to come then. Who else we got?
Next best is Jackson Koivun, who starred for America in that Walker Cup I mentioned last week. I don't know if you caught any of that. I mean, amazing golf course, Cypress Point. You know, spectacular views. Bryson DeChambeau in attendance as a cheerleader for the American amateurs. America just always win the Walker Cup now. Yeah, it's just, you know, Europe in the Ryder Cup are a very effective unit. Great Britain and Ireland in the Walker Cup are really struggling. So America won comfortably, and Jackson Koivun bolstered his already formidable reputation. You remember we were on him the other day, Dave. He's the world's...
You're a big fan, I know. Well,
yeah, he's the world's number one amateur. He won 3 points last week for America in a 17-9 victory. He's all class. He gets into the Pro Court Championship. A 20-year-old, going places fast. He's got a PGA Tour card waiting for him when he wants it. He doesn't want it at the moment. He wants to stay at college for another, till the next summer.
He's waiting for the live millies. That's what's happening.
Well, I do hope not. Yeah, I do hope not. Maybe you're right. But he's committed to another season at college. So next summer we'll see Koivunen as a pro on the PGA Tour, hopefully. But clearly good enough to win on the PGA Tour right now. You know, he's had a few chances from sponsors' invites. He's taken to it like a duck to water. 11th in the John Deere Classic, 6th in the ISCO Championship, 5th in the Wyndham last time. We saw Nick Dunlap win as an amateur, Dave, remember, at the start of last season. So I think Koivunen can win as an amateur. I was really pleased with the prices he was chalked up this week. And it's a bonus that he's Californian, Dave. I mentioned the great record of Californians in this event. 6 of the last 9 winners of this have been Californian. And Koivunen, born in San Jose, grew up on Poana Greens, moved to North Carolina when he went to college in North Carolina. But he's really appealing. Yeah, we got a superstar in the making here going off at a juicy price.
He is going to win at a big price sooner rather than later, isn't he?
I think you're right. Nick Dunlap did. We were on Ludwig Aubert at massive prices when he first came onto the scene. I think we do have to follow Jackson Koivunen on suitable tracks.
Okay, right. He is the next best. Who's the other selection?
It's Matt McCarty. Juicy odds available about an accurate 27-year-old. I think he'll take a shine to Silverado on his debut. Got a lot of time for this lad, as you know. We were on him for his maiden PGA Tour title in October last year. He won it in fine style. One of the highlights of last year for me was staying up late to watch that. He cruised to a 3-shot victory in the Black Desert Championship. Prior to that, he won 3 times on the Corn Ferry Tour in 2024. So he got that instant battleground promotion, as they call it, to the PGA Tour. And I think it's worth noting that all of those 4 victories came in the second half of the year. He had 1 in July, 2 in August, 1 in October. We're obviously in the 9th month of the year now, Dave. I think his biorhythms are strong. You know, some people think biorhythms are mumbo jumbo, but I think it's worth noting that this seems to be McCarthy's.
But you're tipping is warm usually this time of the year as well.
I get on well with autumn. I get on well with autumn. So yeah, October's always a good month, so we got that to look forward to. I don't like backing debutants anywhere, as you well know, but McCarthy's such a neat and tidy player. He's very good at quickly adjusting to layouts. He made a couple of really impressive debuts earlier in the year. 20th at Sawgrass, 14th in the Masters. You know, Masters debutants traditionally struggle so badly. McCarthy just turns up and starts firing at those beautiful yellow flags. I mean, great effort. 4th in the Canadian Open in June. Then last time out, 8th in the Wyndham Championship. Closed with a 64. So I think Matt McCarthy is here to stay on the PGA Tour. He finds fairways. He's a magnificent putter. He's not his weakness is a lack of driving distance, not an issue this week. And the icing on the cake, Dave, I know you like some icing on your cakes. There goes the icing. He has a connection.
I'm glad you flagged up that was icing. Yeah.
There goes the icing. He's got a connection with California. I mentioned that 6 of the last 9 winners have been Californians, but McCarthy's not a Californian, but...
Oh, you're reaching out.
Not only did he go to college in California, he went to Santa Clara University, but he went there for 6 years. He really committed to Santa Clara University. He did 2 different subjects in the end. So 6 years competing at in the Golden State. So, yeah, he can handle Poana Greens, Dave. He'll roll his
He was educated in California.
He was educated in California. And yeah, he's a really juicy price this week. Superb each way value.
Marvellous. Good cases made for all. I'll be brutally honest. I wasn't too excited for the Pro Cross all about Wentworth this week, but you've definitely sold old Koivunen to us. That's for sure. Yeah. He's a big price, good. big price. So he will definitely be carrying my money this week. Let us know in the comments below if he will be carrying your money or will
it
be...
Are you glad I didn't have Scheffler then?
Captain, that's what I was just about to get to. The captain here. What are we looking at? Just a shade above 2-1. These are like Tiger Woods prices, aren't they? We've said this before. It's a decent enough field. You made a good case for Justin Thomas, who's 3rd in. But Scotty Scheffler, let's call him 9-4. He is... like a 1/6 of the price of second favourite in Russell Henley, miles clear on the market. You would have had to be really strong, I'm assuming, to be with him at that sort of price.
Well, these are the sort of prices that you have your beloved greyhounds at, aren't they, Dave? I mean, you know, you've got 144 animals in this race. There could be a bit of crowding around the first bend, I suspect.
We are looking at Ballyreagan Bobby, aren't we, and Scotty Scheffler?
We are, but he's got to get racing room. I mean, this is a course debutant. That's the key point, a course debutant. Right. He's never won a PGA Tour event in California.
If the Ryder Cup wasn't in 2 weeks' time, would he be playing in this?
Not a chance. No, this he's only here because it's the team bonding exercise. Yeah, you know, we all know Scotty Scheffler is a fine man. He certainly didn't want to upset Keegan Bradley. I think Xander Schauffele's probably upset Keegan Bradley a little bit. You know, he has a baby on the way, but, you know, this is the Ryder Cup, my friend. Bryson DeChambeau hasn't upset Keegan Bradley because he wanted to play in this, but couldn't. So, yeah, this is a bonding exercise. You know, and for Scotty Scheffler, the best thing he could do for Team USA would be to let someone else win, let one of the others win. You know, let little Sammy win. Little Sammy Burns. He loves little Sammy Burns. Yeah. Let's boost, you know, your confidence is sky high, Scotty. You don't need a confidence injection. Let little Sammy have a little confidence injection.
Steve Palmer, bringing the game of golf into disrepute with integrity issues.
Well, let little Justin have a little boost of confidence, please, Scotty. The point is, motivation is not there, really, is it, for Scotty Scheffler? And the price is awful. You know, you'd back the favourite at Monmore at that price. The favourites at Monmore are usually very strong, but you would not back a Scotty Scheffler.
You'd rather be a layer than a player, Scheffler. What about the likes of Russell Henley and Patrick Cantlay? Never on the radar?
Russell Henley's course form at Silverado is 41 miscut. Hasn't played it since 2018. So he sampled this course, decided he didn't like it, and hasn't been back since 2018. So Russell Henley, I think, is a short price. Sam Burns, little Sammy, as we've christened in there. He was seventh in 2020. Hasn't played since then at Silverado, but in great form. I think Sammy is a danger man. I think Patrick Cantlay is he's a Californian. He's got a superb record in California. I think I think Patrick Cantlay perhaps the most tempting, but I much prefer Justin Thomas. You saw Patrick Cantlay throw away a great chance in the Tour Championship. Hasn't won for donkey's years. Very happy with my three, Dave. I know you're trying to tempt me in with all sorts. But you're not gonna,
you know what? Because I like you throwing out, even if not part of the team, as it were, or the staking plan, just something at a massive price because people can just have pennies on, first round leader, whatever. Sure you cover all of that in the Racing Post and on the website itself. But yeah, people love a big juicy price. I do as well.
Well, Thomas Dietrich.
For Kuiven, he's been a big juicy price this week.
Well, have a Thomas Dietrich, Matt McCarthy double, and you might be very pleased with me on Sunday.
Marvellous. Right. Let's have a tipping round up then, a four and a three. First, we'll go to Wentworth. Who are the four picks?
Shane Lowry, Ludwig Ober, Father Justin, and Thomas Dietrich.
And remind us of the three at the Pro Core.
Justin Thomas, Jackson Kuiven, and Matt McCarthy.
Have you got plans to follow anyone on Friday, Steve? Anyone you particularly want to see let him rip?
Yeah, I've not seen the tee times yet, but I'll probably make sure I don't follow any of my players because, as I say, my accomplice can be quite a noisy fella. I'll probably go and follow players that I haven't backed rather than the ones I have backed. I'll leave the ones I have backed in peace, you know. That's going to be that seems a long way off though, that Friday. I've got a lot to sort out until then. I've got a driver's awareness course tomorrow morning, Dave.
Oh, dear,
I've done about 10,000, unfortunately.
Oh,
this particular one is really galling because the only reason I made that journey is because my daughter was not content that we had Snickers ice creams and Mars ice cream. She didn't like either of those. This was in the summer. So she's getting angry about that. So to appease her, I said, come on, and let's just go to the shop and get a different type of ice cream. So this is the shortest journey. It's a 5-minute journey that I got clocked doing. You know,
that took 30 seconds by the sound of it.
I think I was doing 36 and a 30, safe as houses. That, you know, there's a van there getting. I know you should, yeah, there's no justification, but the van, it was an entrapment sort of thing. But it was the most expensive ice cream I've ever bought. Yeah, it's £130 now to do the driver's awareness. £130 plus the cost of the ice cream. That's a very expensive ice cream, isn't it? So
I've got a line I like to use with my kids, and they can take it or leave it, and that is, you'll get what you're given. And if you just come out with that, Steve, it would have saved you all of this.
Yeah. Well, the thing that annoyed me the most, a couple of days later, she's tucking into the Snickers ice creams. Oh, I think she was just in a particularly bad mood that day. But we all have our mood swings. So, yeah, I got that tomorrow morning. But I'm going to watch The Terrace tomorrow night. Stevie Claridge has got the defence sorted. We had a 0-0 draw on Saturday. Off to Taunton tomorrow night. So it's all happening. But, yeah, Wentworth would be great. And, yeah, I'll see you at Wentworth on Friday if you're going.
Get a selfie. Listen, if anyone wants to send it in to us and we will post it, we will show it on next week's show. Find Steve at Wentworth. That can be the hashtag or whatever. Friday, find him. Just don't put off his players, all right? That's all we ask of you. Right, Steve, it's been a pleasure as ever. We will do this all again next week. You out there, do get involved with us here on the Sweet Spot. Make sure you jump onto SBK site. Take advantage of your winnings boost and your bet 10. Get £40 in free bets. Follow Steve in this week. Gamble responsibly, and we'll see you next time.